Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for just hanging out with us. And yeah, I think you're going to be glad you did, because we got someone who's an old friend of ours back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm your host, and Fred Hochberg is our guest. Fred is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He goes way back into the last decade. Yeah, all the way back to probably 98, 99, 2000, when he was deputy administrator of the SBA. And he's now president and chairman of the Ex-Im Bank of the United States, Export-Import Bank of the United States. And it's so good to talk to him again. He's our good friend, Fred Hochberg. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim, and very good to catch up with you again after all these years.
I know. It's good to have you back. I'm glad you're back in the government, and you guys did a great job when you were at the SBA before, and I always enjoyed you were always very faithful to come on the show on a regular basis and give us reports on what the SBA was doing. And so I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, because my audience knows that I've been encouraging small business owners to learn about exporting. Importing too, but mostly exporting, to learn about exporting and how we can get our heads outside of the four walls of our country. I remind people, Fred, that 95% of all the customers in the world, all the prospects in the world, are not in the United States, aren't they?
Exactly. 95% of the world's customers are outside of the U.S. borders, and too many companies limit their sales to just the United States, and it's a limitation they don't have to do.
There are a couple of stories I love to tell. One of them I know personally because it was a former client of mine when I had my consulting business, and another one is one that I've learned from Doug Barry over at the Commerce Department. I had a client back in the 90s that started doing some exporting. He was a small business supplier, and he started doing some exporting, and it grew and grew and grew. And so it wound up being about half of his business over a period of about 10 years. Well, guess what? The local economy where he was went into the tank for 2 or 3 years. Had it not been for his international business, he would have lost his business during those years.
We see that over and over again. One of my favorite small business export stories is a company called Air Tractor. They're located in Texas. And like their name suggests, they sell crop dusters.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started working with them in the mid-90s, about 10% of their sales were exports. They're now over 40-45% exports all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And were it not for exporting, they would be a very small company today.
Right, exactly. All right, so I got one more, and this is one I love more than any of them, Fred. Doug Barry told me about a company that his Department of Commercial Services worked with. This was a Tennessee company that sold product to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they made, Fred?
What?
Salsa. This Tennessee company sold salsa to supermarkets in Mexico. Is that a great story or what?
Great story.
Talk about ice to Eskimos. I mean,
well, you know, there's a woman I met recently, Helene Herman. She works for a company called Lee Spring in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
And they sell high-quality springs to, of all places, China. So she is exporting springs, quality springs, into China.
This is an example
of the kind of things that we can sell abroad because of great quality and great service.
Well, and so the point we're making here, folks, is that you have no right to say, oh, you know, I could never sell this over there, because these things are happening everywhere. But what I want you to do right now, Fred, is I want you to tell the audience a little bit about Ex-Im Bank and how it fits into the whole process.
Well, what the Export-Import Bank, first of all, started in 1934 by Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the depths of the Depression to really help create jobs by helping all businesses, but small businesses in particular, export overseas. And what we do is we provide either credit for your buyer. So if you have a buyer like this Lee Springs in China, we can guarantee her receivable. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have to really worry about the credit of her customer or any political risk. So we really take the risk or the impediments out of it.
This is a huge deal, Fred, as you know, because so many small business owners, I keep reminding people that Blasingame's third law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Right.
We're all undercapitalized.
Exactly.
And you just say small business, and that explains it. And so the idea for many small business owners about having some kind of inventory and receivables hanging out there, crisscrossing, you know, crossing the ocean and not knowing, not having met the people and not knowing anything about the banking system in that other country or whatever, that's not only frightening. Without XM help, I'm not sure that they could even pull it off. I mean, local banks wouldn't be interested in doing something like that.
Right. We can get, if you have a bank that, say, your customer in China or Mexico is working with, we can guarantee that bank's letter of credit. And so we can really help customers find ways to sell abroad and, again, take the risk out. You know, about 25% of American exports go to either Mexico or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to start, that's a very easy place to start.
Exactly. So let's walk through the process, Fred. I meet somebody through the Department of Commerce's Commercial Services Organization. They hooked me up with a video conference with somebody in China, in Canada or Mexico, and we decided to do business, and so we signed a contract.
Right.
And my business delivers the goods. At what point in time does XM Bank get involved?
Well, even before you deliver the goods, we can help. If you need a working capital loan to buy the raw materials or even the equipment to make the goods, we can help provide through your bank a guaranteed working capital loan.
So this is not unlike an SBA loan guarantee, is it?
That's right. As long as it's tied to an export, we can provide a guarantee through your bank. And the banks are very happy to do this because it's a guaranteed loan. It takes the risk away from the bank. And you can get a working cap loan, and it can go out as long as 2 years.
Huh. Wow.
So we can, one, provide working capital loans. We can provide insurance on the credit of your buyer. Or we can even insure the letter of credit.
Wow.
We can do all those things.
But it is in conjunction with the local bank.
Yes, with a local bank.
Yeah, and that's very important to remember, folks. And in that way, that's very much like the SBA loans that we've talked about over the years. In fact, Fred was one of the first people to talk to us about SBA loans way back in the Clinton administration. We'll take a quick break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Fred Hochberg. He is president of the XM Bank of the United States.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Glad you're staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that. We booked it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I'm very glad to have our good friend Fred Hochberg back in the building, so to speak. Fred is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back into the 90s when he was with the Clinton administration over at the SBA. Now he's doing something not unlike what he was doing at the SBA, but it's on a more global scale. He's president and chairman of the EXIM Bank, Export-Import Bank of the United States. And Fred, I know you won't mind me reminding the audience that your mother is Lillian Vernon.
Jeez, I learned at the kitchen table.
And I'm telling you that, folks, to tell you that Fred is grounded and steeped in entrepreneurship, because you almost watched your mother launch that company, didn't you?
Business started in 1951. I came along in 1952.
Yeah, and he's got a great background in that, and I also reminded him something I had not told him before, but I actually interviewed Lillian Vernon back in the early part of this decade and had a great time with her. She's doing well, and I hope you'll give her our best.
I will definitely do that.
Back to XM Bank, one of the things I wanted to ask you is the is there any what is the limit of the loans guarantees that you can make?
The amount has no limit. It's the only limit is the ability to be repaid, either
right.
obviously by if it's a working cap loan, or I meant to mention earlier, you know, if you have a buyer and they're buying, say, a capital good, some equipment mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. They want to pay over 5 years or 8 years, we can provide financing for your buyer for as long as, frankly, if it's a renewable energy, as long as 18-year financing.
Wow. So let me see. Let me see if I get this straight. So, folks, if you have a prospect and you make a contract, you go to do business with these people, and you need money to help you develop the product to deliver, Fred, you can guarantee that loan.
You get a working cap loan.
And you can guarantee whenever we deliver the product and we need to be paid back pretty quickly, you can guarantee the ultimate payment from the customer.
That's right.
Even though no matter where they are in the world.
That's
and
right.
If the customer needs help paying me for the products, you can help them with that, even though they're a citizen of another country?
That's correct.
Wow.
We can help a foreign buyer as long as our job what President Obama's asked us to do is to help create jobs and sustain jobs. So if it's an American product, we can provide the buyer with the financing to make the purchase.
This is good news for small business exporters. And what is that number, Fred? I've done quite a bit of work with small business exporters. I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, he's told us that like 97% of all exporters are small business owners, and something like 30 or 40% of all exports come from small businesses.
That's correct. 30% come from small businesses.
Yeah.
We're actually having a number of export expos around the country called Exports Live. It's happening for the next month, and we're going to be in cities like Miami, Houston, Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle. All over. We just wrapped up in New York and Boston last week, and people can come and get a half day and meet with entrepreneurs who are exporting,
mm-hmm.
meet with myself and people from other federal agencies, say how to do it, and then get free one-on-one counseling as part of it.
Wow. And that's they can find out more about where those events are at eximbank.gov, right?
Eximbank.gov or www.export.gov.
Export.gov, right, and that's connected. That's all part of the. We've given that website out many times when our buddy Doug Barry over at Department of Commerce has joined us.
Right, and we're doing this with the Department
right.
of Commerce, the Small Business Administration, the United States Trade Representative Ambassador Ron Kirk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're all coming in and helping us, and you'll meet a number of those folks at each of these different cities.
And tell us again where the next one is in Miami.
The next one is in Miami on Monday, October 26th, and then we follow Tuesday, October 27th in Houston.
All right. So check that out, folks. That's at export.gov or xmbank.gov. Fred, the banking situation is still not healthy. The American banking situation is still having a tough time. Main Street banks are doing okay. They're hanging in there. Their independent community banks are doing pretty good. The big banks, they're still having a tough time. How is that helping? How is that helping or hindering them? How is that impacting, I should say, what you're trying to do?
Well, in a period, Jim, when exports were down this year, our volume at the Export-Import Bank is up 50%.
Wow.
So banks more and more have turned to us to help them make the loans to mm-hmm. businesses large and small. And in fact, this year, for the first time, we provided over $4.3 billion in financing for small business exports. It's a record for the
mm-hmm.
our agency.
Are you seeing, you know, a lot of people have different definitions of small business, and I've only got a few seconds. Are you seeing this getting down into the real small business, 25, 50 employees, that kind of thing?
Oh, without question. I mean, one of the companies I met with, a woman named Karen Russell in Boston.
Yeah.
It's a three-person company, and she exports commodities to the Dominican Republic and
yeah.
uses our credit.
Hey, Fred, good job. Thank you for what you're doing for small business. Will you come back another day?
We'd love it. Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to talk to you again. Fred Hochberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of our good friends from a long time ago. Good to reconnect with him. He'll be back real soon. Check it out, folks, export.gov and xmbank.gov. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.